In 1940, Mary was only a child when the German bombers targeted Cardiff.
Shelters and sit there listening to the bombing happening on Caerphilly Road.
Between the rows of cabbage and beans, dear. This little bomb goes bump, 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 bump. This little gun goes crump, crump, crump. This little aeroplane goes
ack, ack, ack.
This big gun goes ack, ack, back. This little Spitfire goes
spitter, spat, spit.
And hits the nasty Messerschmitt.
And this little Heiko goes kerplunk.
Then once again, the siren lifts its weary voice.
mother and father came north to Chicago in the 1920s as part of the Great Migration.
Well, my father was born in Prospect, Tennessee. I don't know if you know, Tennessee is a southern state. It's near Nashville. And my dad's father and mother were sharecroppers. Now, sharecroppers are almost just about a step above slavery. I mean, that was the thing that, they worked the land, they paid rent, and they can, well, the owner takes all the money, and then they have a certain kind of money is that they go and collect. They can buy food and clothing and stuff from the store on some kind of vouchers or something like that. But 1920s, 24, when the Ford Motor Company, all these motor steel mills and things started opening up in Detroit, Chicago, and so forth. You know, big wages, $24 a week, which is not much now, but it was great. And so my dad, he had a brother, his name is Buck, and he came to Chicago by rails. Now, what's happening is that they couldn't afford the fare, so they had to get there free. So they had the freight trains, and they couldn't ride in the freight trains because they were black, and most of the white people who were just on the same financial status as they were, but still they rode inside the freight cars. And so the black guys had to ride on the rails. The rails were right up under there near the wheels. And my dad often say that, he had to stay awake because, a lot of people, if they didn't, they fell off the track, and sometimes, they get killed. So you have to ride that rail. And it was just little small things. So you had to ride that for hours. Just think, So my uncle Buck came to Chicago and worked a little, made a little money and came back down there to pick up my dad. And then they came back up together on the rails. And my uncle schooled my dad as to how to ride the rails and about how to stay awake.
With desire in Leroy's mother came from Mississippi, straight out of high school. She never went back. When Leroy asked her why, this is what she said.
Jumping. from different directions meet up in the 70s in New York City.
This is the end of a beginning. This is the beginning of an end. What's past is prologue. And we start out in medias res, in the middle of things. Assume an Homeric stance to trace a series of coincidences. Coincidences are two or more definite, distinct occurrences taking place at the same time or taking time at the same place. We have been told repeatedly that nothing is meant by these concatenations of event. They are chance intersections. Yet we delight in these congruities because many of us, including me, suspect that the universe spins on a unifying axis of conspiracy, and that our own haphazard, humdrum lives have a pattern far too complex for us in medias res, in the muddle of things, to see close up. Be that as it may, tails or head, the snake has got her tail into her mouth, and off we go, merrily bowling along. By the way, the equal sign was invented by Robert Record, a Welsh man.
Hey, Mary. Leroy. How you doing? Say, I've been meaning to ask you, how about we write something together, you and me? An opera, maybe, something like that. So, okay, Mary. Oh, you write the libretto, I'll write the score, okay. Let me know. Bye.
Leroy, it's Mary here. You know I think I might have an idea. Remember when we first met? You probably don't, but how could I forget? And I said, Jenkins,
some hypothetical slave owning Welsh man.
So Leroy and Mary share a common name. They have a name in common. A common name in common. A common denominator. So what? There's been a whole lot said about a name being nothing but a name, but do you suppose it might be true that you by any other name would not be you? That I with any other name would not be me? Do you suppose that Capulet, Montague, Fitzwilliam and O'Donohue, Ulysses Grant, Robert E. Lee, Ibrahim, Abraham, predicate identity? And would the rose by any other unroseate name still be the smelly same, the same, the same?
We can only speculate. We don't tell lies, we improvise.
Mm-hmm.
then. Perhaps I were born in Philadelphia, and for 7 long years I were indentured to a carpenter. Maybe I saved up my money, and then, let's say I go up west to Ohio.
An interruption in the trajectory, and we have not come to a conclusion. Leroy and I never found out if we were blood relatives, but we found our coincidence. We created connections with each other and so many others. The end is always never the end of the story, and here we are, still in medias res, still in the muddle of things, still never reaching the horizon. Here and now's our constant state, coincidentals of the same time and the same place.
Going down to the record office, gonna climb my family tree. Gonna find my place in the human race. Gonna figure out my genealogy. Gonna find my place in the human race. Gonna figure out my genealogy.
Out your
here at the end of the dock, looking out to sea. My name and I call out to me across the wide Atlantic.
A twisting, a curling, a causeway leaps across the sea and spirals through the centuries.
Gonna climb that spiral staircase, gonna trace that DNA, figure out what those genomes say, gonna figure out my genetic code, gotta get back to the motherlode.
Hallelujah, hallelujah! The laboratory is the perfect place for families to reunite.
Well met, my cousin, well met. I've got a gene in common with you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. On Dad's side, I'm a Montague. But Mama was a Capulet.
There's a great resurrection of the dead taking place on the internet.
Well met, my cousin. Well met.
I've got a gene in common with you.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
All is said and all is done.